Hey y'all, it's your girl Kasha, aka Cookie. What's good? Welcome back to the channel. Okay, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Be a subby so that way you get notified every single time there's a biggity post. Okay, so today we are not referring to the book by chance. We are actually, I've just been feeling a lot of different things. A lot of feelings have been on my heart this week as I've been processing stuff, and I've been really quiet. And this is where one of those like Cookie Diary moments is happening. I've been really quiet and like a little reclusive. And oh my gosh, God has been speaking, and God has been speaking very loudly to me this week. And I posted a video about this before, about how isolation is necessary. And I agree with everything I said in that video, but I feel like as each week that goes by, it's really like God is showing me more and more necessary. Like, there's just been so much truly that's been learned. Like, I really used to surround myself with the wrong crowd. The wrong crowd. Absolutely the wrong crowd. And because I've known these people at different points in my life, I didn't necessarily know that, because a lot of times I'm truly just so focused on like my work. I enjoy work because it doesn't feel like work to me. It's like really fun. It's really like enjoyable. It's really fun and just like fascinating. So like, I'm really just about like having a good time. So it's like, okay, I would be focused on that. That like, I never really stopped and like truly analyzed like what this person brought to my life, never really analyzed their energy, never really analyzed like different situations they've had with other people. And I feel like, okay, I've been going really hard in the paint like the last couple of months, and now here we are, and we're in April, and I feel like now there's been days where God is like purposely and intentionally having me slow down a bit for me to understand different lessons and truly just understand, one, why the isolation truly was necessary. Like, at first I was in my feelings when I wasn't invited to certain places and wasn't in like certain rooms and like certain like gatherings, and now I'm realizing God was like, no, really, you weren't supposed to be there. Not for it to hurt your feelings, though maybe those people's intentions were to hurt my feelings. God was like, I allowed that to happen because energy-wise, you weren't supposed to be in some of those places. Like, y'all really are just on different paths of y'all's life. And that's okay. But, like, it's been truly like this taking a step back moment and realizing that. And also capitalize off of my trauma. Like, whenever I would post something, explain something that happened to me and feeling really vulnerable, there are the people to try to like allow something to like work for them. And I'm like, how is somebody trying to capitalize off of my trauma? Like, what? That's crazy. And what I mean by this is, there was a situation, honestly, I'm gonna save that for a later date. We're not gonna give any specifics because we're going back to no free improvement here. You know, some situations, I'm realizing that that's really what God is doing. He's allowing my eyes to the world to be open, but like, he's really opening my spiritual eyes. And like, I'm at a place now where like, I can see someone's energy and spirit kind of before I see them in human form. And for me, that's major, because I didn't realize how around the wrong crowd I really, really was until truly now. It's like the last 2 weeks, I've really just been sitting back and reflecting, and so many things God has brought to my attention where I'm literally like, okay, I really want to work, but God's like, no. And I'll just be on my phone, and then just like through random stuff, an answer will pop up, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's why. Okay, so it's really just been it's been a lot of knowledge that has truly just been like, just, okay, processed. So it's really kind of all this video is about, because I was actually having a day of like, I wasn't gonna like do any filming, but I'm like, actually, we kind of look really cute today. I wasn't really gonna do a lot of filming, but like, I really felt the need to say that. I really did feel the need to say that, because honestly, energetically, we're tired and we're about to cook. But like, I really felt the need to just say, like, get quiet sometimes, because God's speaking. When He's speaking, listen. Because, whew, the lessons learned when you allow Him to actually speak to you is crazy. It truly is crazy. And that's how you learn discernment, is by, like, detaching and allow Him to speak to you. All right, y'all, that's all she got today. I'll see y'all next video. Love y'all. Bye.